Let's get into the meat and potatoes.
My actual podcast.
Meat and potatoes.
Welcome to Beauty in the Bush. This podcast is for estheticians who want to take their career into their own hands and become estepreneurs like me. I'm Adrienne Lee, aka the Estepreneur, over on Instagram, and I love helping estheticians step into their CEO energy, implement systems and processes within their business, and utilize the power of social media to build and make impact within their business. If that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, keep on listening.
Instagram versus reality.
Yes,
I guess,
ma'am.
Maybe
you have a cat hair on your
thank
nose.
You.
Wait, I thought you didn't even sniffle.
I have a lot of metal in here, so. So I feel like there's always things in there.
I need to know what someone listening and not seeing what you look like.
Yeah, what they think I look like.
Because I promise my first thought would not be nose piercing.
For sure,
like,
yeah.
What? Yeah.
No, I just don't know what it would mean.
I'm looking at her and I don't know what it meant. I'm like, so is your nose numb? Like,
I just have lots of piercings, so I'm like, there's always something in my nose.
Fair.
So.
Fair.
But maybe like one experience or story each that like really brought you to this is the reality of ownership versus what people see.
Damn.
Is there like a particular moment?
Honestly, for me, it's not even one big thing. It's all of it. I feel like social media makes it look like it's coffee at 10 a.m. on a Friday, then it's a beach on Wednesday, then I'm like going skiing on like Thursday, like, and then I'm going to my hair, whatever. Like, it makes it look like that. It's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Even if you do your best to share some of the sad, like, no one's sharing all of it because
On your phone in that time.
You're not on your phone in that time. I'm also a firm believer that you need to... I'm very transparent and... Like, I will tell my whole life story to a stranger on the street. Like, I'm not afraid to do that. But if I'm going to share something publicly on social media, I do believe that I have to come from a place of heal.
Yes.
Like, versus... Or being healed through it versus, like, in the moment. Just so I can process,
and
you know?
And also, like, low-key tie it back to your brand. Because it has to relate.
Correct.
And the thing that has kept me from sharing a lot of it is because a lot of my hardships have to do with team.
Yes, same.
And, like,
how
can't...
How do you balance that?
And how do you talk about that on social media?
Yeah.
Like, how do
Without
you...
Without said team with, member being like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the story is, and there is two sides.
Yes.
There's, frankly, three sides to every story.
Yes.
Mine, yours, and the truth, right?
Yes.
So...
Yeah, and then ex-employees, like, you don't want to, like, blast ex... Like, so it's, like, that's definitely really hard to be vulnerable with, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I get that.
Yeah, so it's, like, social media shows the highlight reel of entrepreneurship, the enjoyable parts that are real perks. Like, and it's part of why I wanted to do it. I did want to have the free schedule, and, like, I don't have kids yet, but I'm excited for the reality that when I do, like, I can be at the 2 p.m. soccer game.
Or pickup line.
Right, right. Like, I'm excited for that, but... The amount of all-nighters I have pulled, the amount of being on customer support phone calls at 6 o'clock in the morning while also, like, doing a chat, while also, like, doing this, while also, like...
Making breakfast.
Right. Like, you don't get to see all of it. Like, I have pulled more all-nighters and late nights in running my business than I did in college. Like,
by far.
Easy.
Yes. By far. Yes.
And that says a lot, because I was the girl that during finals week in college would take my coffee pot to the library.
That's
honestly, it's a great life hack.
Wow.
So, like, I pulled all-nighters.
Yeah.
Kind of unhealthy. But, like, you don't see that side of it as much on Instagram.
Yeah.
And even if you make the cute post about it every once in a while, like, late night, like, it still does not show the gravity.
Yeah. And I'm, like, I tell people, too, it's, like, that's what they don't see. Like, you're the 9-to-5ers. Yes, you're not available at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday to go to coffee or the beach. But also, you're also not working until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Or for me, it's like when I was having some team issues, like, it wasn't something that I could just, like, check at the door.
Yeah.
It was like,
so
I woke up thinking about it. I went to bed thinking about it. I couldn't even, like, really have conversations with anybody else because it's all I was thinking about. So it's like, that's the part that people don't really get to see.
Yeah.
Or don't really, can't really comprehend or understand.
Mm-hmm. It.
The lingering, the brain space.
It's always.
It's yeah. always.
It's always on your mind. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't go away. Like, I reminisce on the corporate days when I would leave at, it was 6, but, like, it was still the, like, okay, like, I'm not going to check my, like, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to watch this movie, and I'm going to do this, and, like, I am not thinking about work, and not from a way that I didn't care, but I didn't care.
Like,
right,
yeah.
You know, sure. Like, I mean, it wasn't yours.
It wasn't right? yours, whereas this, like, it's all-consuming.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It really is.
The best and the worst ways.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't trade pros. It. I literally could not ever go back to being an employee somewhere else. I would get fired so quick because yeah. I would tell them exactly what they're doing. What they
need
to
do.
Wrong. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, wait, what is your system here? Why are you doing it this way? What's the reasoning behind this?
Yeah.
And the second you try to tell me how I have to dress to show up, bye.
Definitely like an underlying for me is like, tell me I can't.
And I will.
I think that has been like a really big motivating factor for me in entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure my old boss is like, oh, okay, you're going to do that. Good luck.
Yeah.
And now I'm in her shoes and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Thanks for that. Good luck. Cause I needed it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to prove her wrong so bad that I can do it. And look at me now.
Yeah. Yep.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Which it is. I mean, like, you just have to fall in love with the journey.
Yeah.
For
that's
sure.
Because,
so like,
the destination is
never. It's never, never ending. You're never because, like, then the there. Next thing's going to happen and the next thing's going to happen. So I learned really early on, mostly with, like, money, where I would, like, always, like, and then I'll make this and then I'll make that. But, like, when I arrived, like, it was always 6 figures. Like, I want to get six figures. And then I got there and I'm like, oh, why am I still, why am I not happy now?
Yeah.
Like, I thought happiness arrived at 6 figures.
Right.
So what's the disconnect? And then I was like, oh, therapy's a great option. So I started, you know, working on myself and mindset and all of that kind of stuff. And now I've just fallen in love with the journey. So, like, yes, there's hard times. Yes, there's times where, like, I don't want to be there, but, like, I signed up for this and like I'm the only one that can go there and like, you know, meet the AC guy that needs to fix the AC or like unclog the toilet.
Yeah.
Like there's just things that like you have, we had a fucking condom in the parking lot and I'm like,
oh, ew.
Used.
Someone had to pick it up.
Yeah.
Sweep it up, I hope.
I was going to go do it and then our sweet hot UPS guy.
Abram.
You should get him a gift.
Him.
Picked it up.
So,
circling back.
Yeah. Where did this
get swirly.
Stem from?
No idea.
I literally don't know how we got here.
The journey.
Enjoy the journey. It is true, though. I also think as ambitious people, which if you're an entrepreneur, you probably are. It's very natural that we continue to move our goalposts, so you're never actually going to reach your destination,
so you'll
never achieve that happiness, and it's just a cycle.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'd be happy being content with, like, I don't think we'd get there and be like, all right, this is it, this is the level of life I want.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, I like the working on things, like, I like having
a project,
which I like, like, I like building things, I like seeing things come from, like, my vision to, like, real life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think we'd even enjoy, like, doing.
Well, I mean, you would find a new something, you know.
Well, and if not, we were talking about this the other day when you were saying the times you feel stuck in life is when you've actually achieved your manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Or achieved said goal. So it's exactly that. You're not content.
Yeah, you feel stagnant and it's time to now work on your next manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I was feeling for the last, honestly, 2 years since building the bush. Like, I opened the bush, that was my goal. Hired the team members, that was my goal. I did it. And then I was sitting in it for 2 years and I was like, why do I hate this? Why does it not feel good for me to be here? And it was because I did the goal, I achieved the thing that I said I was going to do. Yes, it's not perfect, but will it ever be? Probably not. Maybe
we're humans
not.
And none of us are
perfect. And so SDpreneur was like born out of that, like, oh, I'm ready for my next thing. And it all just fell so beautifully into place. And the breakup happened and my life just like catapulted, like
immediately.
My God. Yeah.
Sometimes in the shit, the shift happens
for sure.
Is what it is. And it's but learning how to enjoy it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This whole time, like unpacking and like settling in and starting SDpreneurship and working on the course and working on everything and just like building it the whole time I've been doing it. Cause this is what I enjoyed most about Waxy Taxi. this is what I enjoyed most mm-hmm. about the bush. And I want to continue feeling this way about STpreneurship, mm-hmm. and I want to get back to this space with the bush. I want to get back in love with it, and I know I can because I built it, and like, it is mine, and mm-hmm. I am the director of the ship. Mm-hmm. But I just really want to enjoy the building blocks, because mm-hmm. that's what I really like. I want to just savor every mm-hmm. moment, because that's mm-hmm. what I know, that's what I love. Because once I build STpreneurship, I'm sure it's going to be a little different, because I'll be building courses, and like, that'll be my new thing. Mm-hmm. I'll be transitioning it. But the psychic healer, she told me there's going to be four variations of my career.
Oh.
So that's I'm curious to see if STpreneurship is one, or if the bush is one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she said at the end of it all, and she was like, take it or leave it, but my gift, like, my soul's essence is transformation, and my gift is helping people speak authentically, speaking their truth, and like, step number four will be reaching that. So I'm going from estheticians mm-hmm. to like, maybe a wider variety. Mm-hmm. She like, did not compare me to Oprah, but Oprah's name was brought up. She was like, a movement will be happening.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love that. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very excited, and I'm excited. And again, it's not like she can like, tell me when and where, and maybe it won't ever be that, but like, if that's something I have to look forward to, like,
yeah. Well, and I think that's part of the fun too, and like, with entrepreneurship, Instagram versus reality, like, everything online makes it look so fast, and like, in your first year you made 300,000, and then the next year was 1,000,000, and then the year after that, and like, if you have that rapid growth, that's amazing, and it is possible. Mm-hmm. However, like, I think it creates this false sense of you have to achieve all of your goals right now and really fast, because everyone around you is doing so well. Why am I not doing as well at the same pace? But the reality is, if you achieve all of your goals right now, what do you have to look forward to for the rest of your life? And like, how boring is that? Like, there's multiple iterations of what I have. Like, I'm a very multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a Manny Gen, if anyone's like a human design person. And so I'm constantly like a rabbit. I like to hop, skip, and jump from like thing to thing and thing. Mm-hmm. And I would love to have a makeup line one day. That's something we've never talked about. Like, that's how I think makeup will come back into my life. But like, I genuinely, as much as I want it, I genuinely have no desire to do that right now.
Yeah.
And part of me is also like, because why would I ever want to do everything at once? It's tempting sometimes.
Dude, that's how I feel. I'm like, and then I get down on myself sometimes, because
I'm
like,
I'm not doing
enough.
I have
all of these ideas, and like,
running out of time. The running out of time feeling, holy moly.
Yeah, where I'm like, when is it going to get done? And like, what comes first? And in what order does this happen? Mm-hmm. So I think for me, I've just been trying to like, take advantage of the doors that are opening, mm-hmm. and realize that that's the timing for me.
Divine timing. And we're all of us are in our 20s.
Yes.
We're so young.
It's so cool. I realized that I was literally making my bed last weekend, and I was like, my career is literally just getting started.
Toddlers. Toddlers.
That's so cool.
But so like, it's fun to think about. Like, there are so many years to like, do the rest of the iterations of the things we want to achieve. And like, I think that's one way that like, the highlight reel on social media should slow down a little bit. It's like, it's okay if it's slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing good comes overnight. Like,
yeah, or easy.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe it's a limiting belief. Maybe it's the truth.
Yeah. And just like, it's, you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
And so knowing that like, if it's worth working for, it's going to be tough. It's going to push you. It's going to stretch you. It's going to
grow
you. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be iterations. There has to be, there's like stepping stones always. You're never going to get to point Z. You have to go through the whole alphabet.
Yeah.
Because you literally can't build from M. You can't build Z from M.
Yeah. And then the Roman alphabet comes after that.
Oh my God. You just can't, you can't wake up and be like, I'm a millionaire. And I guess you can. But you have to.
It's possible in some capacity, it's just not. And also, like, don't compare yourself to someone who's on their chapter 10,000 when you're on, or day 10,000 when you're on day one.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not going to have the same reality.
No.
Period.
And that should be, like, if that's, like, a yearning for you, they should be your motivation, you know?
Study them.
Yeah.
And that I think, is an interesting topic, because we hear these things, mm-hmm. and we know these things, at least people who are in self-help mm-hmm. kind of journey. it's like, don't compare your chapter one to somebody's chapter 20. Mm-hmm. But what do you say to people who know this, but still have those thoughts? And like I had a teammate the other day who was like really beating down on herself, and she is seriously so great. And it like makes me so sad that she's like beating down. I'm like, I wish you could see you through my eyes. Mm-hmm. And she knows the mindset stuff. She reads the books. Like mm-hmm. she knows. And she's like, I know. And like, she literally made a post like the day before about mm-hmm. like, I changed my mindset. I changed my words. And now I feel so much better today. Mm-hmm. But then like was struggling so hard at work that day. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I know these things. So I told her the whole spiel. Like, yeah. don't say that about yourself. And she's like, I know. But like, how she was like, why am I so fucked up that like I still think these things even though I know I shouldn't? So it's like,
well, I mean, she's just growing through those thoughts. She's yeah. like growing past them, you know, and it is hard. It's never going to be easy.
No,
like you have to go through. Sam, she said that we're all just shoveling shit with a fork.
That tracks.
And like that really, it really just snapped me out of it. Like, woe is not me. Woe is all of us. Like, yeah. we are all in it together. We chose this life. And even mm-hmm. as, like, a team member of yours, mm-hmm. she's struggling. But, like, you're in it with her. Mm-hmm. Her teammates are there with mm-hmm. her. You know, she's not in it alone. I really, like, every time I have any sort of, like, oh, my gosh, we're so slow. We need to make more money. Mm-hmm. Or that girl's got what I want. And I feel a little bit jealous. Like, I really am listening to those as, like, signals to me, mm-hmm. and I'm just trying to change jealousy to inspire. Like, I just feel really inspired from her, and the anxiety that I have, this scarcity mindset, the anxiety, I have an email list. Go fucking send an email, Adrian. Mm-hmm. What are you doing sitting on your ass worrying mm-hmm. about it? Nothing's gonna happen if you just right. sit there and worry about it. So if you can just change the, here I am visually speaking, I'm yeah. speaking on 2x speed.
There you go. Yeah. You've got the picture in your yes, head. Yeah. yeah.
Well, and I've heard too, if you turn your anxiety into action.
Yeah. yeah.
And that typically helps.
It like, really does. It helps with the overwhelm, mm-hmm. like taking action through that anxiety.
Yeah. And for me, I'll be like, just get one thing done.
Yeah.
Just
if you get that ball rolling,
one thing off the list yeah. and like we can feel better mm-hmm. about yourself. And then typically after that one thing, you're like, okay, let me just, like I yeah. went to the doctor's office this week. Because you know my glitching problem. And after the doctor's appointment, I was like, I'm gonna make a dentist appointment and I'm gonna make a dermatology appointment. And I was like on a roll. Yeah. So it's like you just takes that like one step to then like mm-hmm. keep it going. Moving.
Yeah. yeah. Do you know the one thing that they have never found in an autopsy? Ever? Motivation.
I was like, what?
I'm like, where is this going? Motivation. Like, no one's born. You're not born with it. You don't die with it. You don't have it naturally in your body. You got to find it. And you got to keep it going mm. once you do.
Really do.
And it's, you got to do it even when you don't want to. Mm. Like, it's a muscle. You have to flex yeah. it to make it grow stronger.
Yeah. And it has to come from within. Mm-hmm. You can have like external triggers that like get you going where you mm-hmm. need to go, but you cannot rely on them. Mm-hmm. It has to come from within.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You are all that you ever get in this life. Like, you are it. You can have your partner, you can have your life partner, your husband, your wife, mm-hmm. but you are the only one that you can really depend on. My camera's about to die.
You are your common denominator.
Well, you are your common denominator.
Yeah. And to circle back to what you asked earlier too, like to anyone who knows, like, I don't, like, I shouldn't compare myself and all of that kind of stuff. Like, I really think I'm a big proponent of like shadow work and therapy, and like, you need to find what's actually triggering you, and like, what, when is the first time you felt that feeling of not enough or fucked up or whatever it might be? Because chances are it was probably an experience that happened when you were really little that yeah. you don't even necessarily remember now, but like, you got to heal that.
That's been handed down to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's probably, like, our subconscious is formed within our first 7 years of life. Mm-hmm. We cling on to so much in those first 7 years, even subliminally. And so, like, there's oftentimes, like, all of these root, like, big behaviors that we have, they actually need to be healed through inner child healing from much earlier in life. And we all have reticular activating systems, which basically just means we filter our realities yeah. by either deleting, distorting, or generalizing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to continue to look for the shit, you will continue to find it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just how it works.
And also, everybody has their own reality. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, mm-hmm. we are sitting in the same... Obviously, you're 2 feet this way, you're 2 feet this way. But, like, we are all sitting in the same room experiencing the same thing, quote unquote. You're seeing it through your lens, I'm seeing it through mine, you're seeing it through yours, and all of our lenses are built from our past experiences, and that's just the way that the world works. It's literally like our brain making sense of what the world is and projecting it out everywhere, making it a photo, and like...
And one thing that's true is your brain will never make you a liar. Your brain is going to do everything it can to, one, keep you safe, because that's your survival instincts, and two, to prove to prove you right. So if you're like, my life is falling apart, and hey, like, I am not a proponent of toxic positivity, I'm quite the opposite. Like, if you're feeling shitty, like, have your moment. But,
don't stay in it.
Don't stay in it. You have, like, your 15-minute pity party, put on a sad girl song, cry it out, scream it out, throw a pillow, and then be like, okay, what's the solution? What's next?
Definitely.
To second that point, throw the 15-minute pity party and then try something new. Because what you've been doing obviously hasn't been serving you. It hasn't been working. But also stay on the path, because entrepreneurship is a marathon, like ultra marathon times 37.
Come back to your why.
Exactly.
What we started this off with. One of the things we started this off with.
I know. We've talked in circles, but honestly, Instagram glorifies everything that anybody is doing. I promise you, their life isn't that great. Their life could be really, really, really fulfilling in their own special way, but they're not showing you the nitty gritty, dirty parts of it. And I really do want to pull the curtain back and help all of the entrepreneurs and new entrepreneurs realize that it is not rainbows and butterflies all the time, but it is very fulfilling, and that's why I
and
do it. I'm very fulfilled.
Don't wait until you know what you're doing, because none of us really know what we're doing. We just had the balls to like start.
It never
we just figure it out along the way. Like you heard me say earlier, I didn't know how to pay my employees legally. Like, and I started that way, and then I figured it out. That's not legal. Let me change course. And then it was like, you know, you just learn little bits by little bits. So it's really the doing and the experience that really teaches you. Don't, like, think that you have to, like, have your shit together or, like, know everything or have the business degree or whatever. Like, you just get going and you'll figure it out. As long as you have pure intentions. Like, if you have good like, good intentions, a pure heart, and you know that, like, hey, I'm not perfect and I will own my mistakes and move forward being a better person.
We're still recording on that one.
Then it'll be fine.
What was your piggyback? Because the audio is still recording.
Okay, my piggyback is, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yes.
Like, get a mentor, but even, get a mentor, yes, but even in the interim, and I'll always do it respectfully, obviously, don't, like, mooch off of people and, like, overstep. But, like, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to put yourself in the room with other people who are figuring it out, literally how the three of us, or how I met y'all, and, like, everything is figure outable. Everything.
It is.
You just gotta do it.
Research, ask people,
be a student
enough,
of Google.
Try it.
And
if it doesn't work,
and you're gonna fall on your face, like, a lot, like, almost daily, and that's okay.
And you know what?
It's the people that pick themselves back up that continue to be successful.
And the lessons you learn from when you do fall on your face
are
often the most profound ones.
You grow so much. You grow so much. And when, I know I said this in the first episode, but like when you are in the darkest, darkest, darkest times, like just know on the other side of that is so much like beauty and so much blossoming. And you are just about to flourish, like you're about to just have this like awakening, and it's gonna be so beautiful. You just gotta get through like the lessons of it all.
And you know what, like the biggest reframe I've done with the dark recently is like those dark moments are you writing your book. No one wants to read a book of just highs. That's boring.
That's so boring.
Like that's so every time something shitty happens, like it's good for the plot.
It's good for the plot.
Like and you're learning from it, and you're making, you're building your story, you're building your legacy.
Every time I've had a really big setback, I have had the catapult moment, and I just, like, can't help but think, like, the bow and arrow being pulled back. It has to be pulled back, and you have to sit in that. You have to aim and, like, be steady in that,
Pullback moment.
Pullback moment.
to get launched forward.
Thank you for finishing my
sentence.
You're on my wavelength.
I think that's a good mic drop.
Boom.
Moment.
Yes.
All right.
I love it.
I love you guys.
And I love you guys. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to Beauty in the Bush. I love and adore you guys so much. I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved creating it. Feel free to leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And you can even subscribe to my YouTube channel where we have the live version of these podcast episodes, if that floats your boat. Make sure you're following over on Instagram at the_SDpreneur for all the behind the scenes within my six-figure brick and mortar beauty business, as well as my online coaching business for beauty professionals. I look forward to connecting with you there, and I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye.